This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. All great plays tell a story, but not all stories make a play. Writer Alessandro Camon tells a story in the Bel Rev production of Time Alone. Actually, he tells two stories, one from a man who committed a crime, the other from a woman who fell victim to a crime. Moments after walking into the theater, the architecture of the story becomes clear. On the right, we see Anna's kitchen, a simple table, three chairs, stove, fridge, and screen door affair. On the left, we're peering into Gabrielle's prison cell. The one-piece stainless steel toilet bowl slash sink is what gives it instantly away. And while it's certainly not spacious, if you took the toilet away, you might mistake it for the outdoor concrete in someone's modern garden. It feels more minimalist design than incarceration architecture. But these two spaces, isolated but sharing an open middle wall, will form the two sides of our journey as we ping-pong between two mostly self-contained monologues. We begin with Gabrielle, who, in direct address to the audience, tells us the story of his tough upbringing, short childhood, and the crime that trapped him in the penal system. After we've gotten a little way into Gabrielle's tale, we shift to Anna at her kitchen table relating the journey of her life. We hear how she met her husband. We hear how they had a child. We hear suddenly how her husband died and left her as a single mother. We hear how her son was killed. If it feels a bit like I'm just going through a litany of details without a lot of drama, that's the feeling and structure of the play. Well, it's not really a play because there isn't any real obstacle facing these two characters. Don't get me wrong, it's not that the stories don't contain difficulty. They do. We're being told a convict and crime victim tale, often in sensational detail, and it's well told. Tanya Pinkins plays Anna, and as all the marketing material will be quick to tell you, she's a Tony Award-winning Broadway actor. Together with her co-star Alex Hernandez, who plays Gabrielle, and director Bart DiLorenzo, they mine the story for all the drama it has. The trouble is, a story isn't a play. A play is about a character working out what comes next. These stories are about everything that's happened up until now, and until the very final moments of the 90-minute evening, safely contained both spatially and temporally. There is no dramatic action in an Aristotelian sense. What we're left with is a familiar prison redemption story, which is moving and at times shocking, but it ends up feeling more didactic than theatrical. It's clear the Bel Rev Theatre Company, who produced Time Alone, has both passion and money. This isn't the kind of bootstrap production you typically see with a new theatre company. And this is clearly a tale they need to tell, and it's one that may even move you, if not ultimately surprise you. Just remember, just because a story is well told doesn't make it theatre. Time Alone plays at the Los Angeles Theatre Center downtown through October 29th. For info on the show and to subscribe to the weekly KCRW Theater newsletter, check out kcrw.com/theater. This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA for KCRW.